This is the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our first scripture reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 11 through 17. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Our second scripture passage comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
This sermon, I will be making a strong affirmation that there is divinity within us. Yes, there is divinity within us. Now, this is based on the important fact that God has given us a living soul, which is part of God. And because God is divine, the soul within us is divine. This is why we make the strong affirmation that there is divinity within us. We call this divinity God's Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Any of these designations is appropriate to explain or to try to define that there is the God in us. This is what Paul was saying when he wrote, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" Of course we know it. He was just asking a question to test us, to see whether we said, yes, of course we know that we are God's temple, or the temple of God's Spirit. And the other part of St. Paul, he writes, God's Spirit dwells in you. And another part of the scripture says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is joy. There is peace. There is love. It makes all the difference in the world whether we live by the letter of the law or by the Spirit. And I trust that you are choosing to live by the Spirit. It is a biblical affirmation that we are created in the image of God. That's what the Bible says. Not only in one place, but in many different parts of the Bible. We are created in the image of God. Now, this humbles us, doesn't it? But at the same time, it's a high compliment that we are created in the divine image of God. Some of you may remember Bishop Tippett, who was our bishop here in our conference for 20 years. Bishop Tippett was an outstanding leader and a radiant personality. It was the time when Bishop was our bishop that I was ordained back in 1957. I remember a historical year for me. That's 60 years ago, right? I hope I did the math correctly when I am announcing that I am celebrating 60 years of my ordination. If you don't pull out your calculator, I already did. I think I'm correct. Bishop officiated my ordination. Now, what I remember also about Bishop Tippett is that he composed a benediction. In fact, he used his own words to express it. And what I also remember is that Bishop Tippett would pronounce the benediction not just at one setting, but the next time and the next and the next. Every time we heard a benediction from the bishop, he used the same words because they were special. These are the words of his benediction. May the Spirit of God that took residence in Jesus, the same Spirit of God that was in Jesus, come to take residence in you. And then he will say, Amen. Now, it expresses that there is divinity within us. The Spirit of God that took residence in Jesus, the same Spirit of God that was in Jesus, comes to take residence in us. And we say how wonderful it is that that is the way God chooses to do it. I owe the bishop the due credit because I will be using these words of benediction at the time of the closing of the service today. You and I can make a strong conviction and affirmation when we say that we personally believe that God is present in our life. Yes, we can say it and affirm it for ourselves because that's the way it is. God is present. The Holy Presence is in us. In fact, I say that I recommend that you have that kind of a personal experience of God in your life. We do, as Methodists, as United Methodists, believe in a personal experience of God in our life. Personal experience is the emphasis. Not what somebody else thinks, but what each of us thinks and believes. That is what Methodists affirm and recommend. At times we may not accept the fact that God is in our life. Perhaps this is because we are timid to make such a claim. Yes, we are too timid in that instance to make a claim. Or we do not feel worthy of having God within us. Nonetheless, this is a fact. God is in our life, even though we do not readily recognize His presence. He is always in our life. What I am saying is that we are to let the Holy Spirit into our life, just as we were singing the hymn, "Breathe on me, breath of God." That is a personal prayer. Breathe on me. We can pray it every day and every minute of the day. In fact, I go on record saying that we ought to memorize the hymn and sing it. Or if you don't want to sing it, at least like I do, I'm shy about singing because I don't want anybody to hear how wonderful I sing. I thank you. The music director gave me a compliment at the early service. She said just that I was doing all right in my singing. But nonetheless, I like the words of "Breathe on me, breath of God," because it's a real prayer. Actually, I went into research of the hymn, and I found words that are in today's language. Not in the 16th century language, but today's English. And we can appreciate the message because it makes it clear. For instance, it says, "That I may love the way you love." This is the words that are used now in this version. "And do what you would do." Now, think of it. This is the standard, that we are to love the way God loves. Are we there yet? I don't think we are there, but we are going on toward the goal, toward the standard, to grow in love. And then there's another line that says, "Until my will is one with yours, to do and to endure." In other words, sometimes our will is over here and God's will is over there, and we don't combine the two. And the word is, until my will is what your will is. And then the words that I also like of the new version of this hymn is that at the close of the stanza, the last stanza, breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die. That's what God's Spirit does for us. He keeps us alive, not only now, but for eternity. And we are believers in that, I'm sure, because the words are, so shall I never die, but live with you the perfect life of all eternity. Isn't that your prayer as well? That is my prayer. We someday need to think about that we are going to live with God the perfect life. Oh, how wonderful to talk about it and to express our belief in such life, because this life is only for a while. I'm not preaching on that today, by the way. It's not a memorial service. I'm saying there is a perfect life that we haven't yet experienced. Now, not only breathe on me, breath of God, this hymn is not only the theme hymn, which I use it today, but I also use in the text from Galatians, the 5th chapter, 5:22-23, which Gary did so well in the reading of it. These are the fruits of the Spirit, or the gifts of the Spirit. And it's a familiar lesson for you, I'm sure. I want to ask you, have you ever counted how many gifts or fruits of the Spirit are mentioned in this lesson? Can you guess what number? You want the answer? Nine gifts, and there are many more that are not mentioned, but here are the nine: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Oh, how wonderful it would be if we had in our life all of these gifts. Let it be clear that we receive these gifts, as they are called, gifts of the Spirit. They are given to us. That's a gift. That's the nature of a gift. They're all given. God's Spirit brings them all to us. And God's Spirit, you know, makes them to be part of the fabric of our life and of our personality. We don't have to do anything to earn them, or not that we deserve them. Nonetheless, they come to us through the grace of Christ and the goodness of God. Now, I have known many of you here in this congregation. As I said, we worship here for at least 8 years or so in recent history. And we were attending regularly here. And I know that the fruits of God's Spirit are harvested here among you in your life. I see it. I've seen it. You show it. The love and the kindness and the compassion and the patience and the enthusiasm and all of those good qualities. Many of you show those. So I say they are being harvested here among you. These are fruits that you can harvest. It is true that no one has all the gifts of the Spirit. And perhaps we may need more of one of these gifts to a greater measure. For instance, we may need a greater amount of patience. You know, sometimes we pray for patience, and we need more of it. And sometimes we say, God, give me patience, and give it to me right now. I cannot wait for more patience. I need it right now at this moment of time when we need to be cool and in control of a situation. Isn't that happened to you? I know it does happen. You're just as human and as anybody else can make. Nonetheless, we may have to pray for any of these gifts to be given to us. Or we may need more kindness in our heart. Or we may need joy, the gift of joy. We lack a lot of joy in life. And we need to pray and to be open for greater amount of joy. Or a sense of inner peace. Now, friends, that whatever is best of all is not only the gifts, but the giver of the gifts. We have the God, Holy Presence, God's Holy Presence. And whenever we have the Holy Presence of God, we have everything we need. Because God brings that with Himself. Whenever we have God in our life, we would then have all the gifts that we need and more. So I'm saying today that we can live with that compulsion, with that external influence, because the only influence that we need is the influence of God's Spirit upon our life. And so that we can be inner directed and guided. That's what inner directed means. We are inner directed how? By God's Spirit. And we are guided. And so the Spirit helps us in becoming the kind of person God intends for us to be. We are indeed honored, and I mean honored, with the presence of God in our life. We have, as it were, the stamp of royalty upon us. We have the stamp of divinity upon us. Because we have the Spirit of God showing who has created us and to whom we belong. And so, friends, let the Spirit of God take residence in you, providing the guidance and the strength that you can have no other way. I recommend it. In fact, I do hope that you can affirm that God is in your life. Certainly, you can make this a personal affirmation, and you can say, there is divinity within me. Yes, you can say it within yourself right now and feel that there is, feel that you are special. Because you are affirming indeed, there is divinity within me, within you. Thanks be to God. Amen. May the Spirit of God that took residence in Jesus, the same Spirit of God that was in Jesus, come to take residence in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First United Methodist Church in Turlock, California. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, share-alike license. For more information about our church, visit www.fumcturlock.org or call the church at 209-668-3000. Visitors are always welcome. And now, may the peace of the Lord dwell in your hearts this day, and may God bless you.